curious, did your dad go through the same kind of process when he was coming up as the process is right now, like, you know, workouts and
I'm not sure. My dad was a little higher pick. You know, he was a, you know, McDonald's All-American, you know, college player of the year. So I think it was a little different routes for us.
Did he offer you any kind of advice going into this?
Yeah, just being a dad, you know, just, you know, telling me to go out there, have fun. He supports me. But, you know, other than that, he's just a regular dad, So.
How'd the workout go for you today?
It was good, man. It was tough. A lot of running. You know, I was prepared, though. It was a lot of fun. You know, great group of guys that were here. Great time to, you know, interact with the coaches and just talk and just be myself. And I thought I had a good time.
Did they talk to you about why they brought you in or kind of what skills they're looking for?
No, not necessarily. You know, I just got the opportunity to come out here. I'm thankful, you know, blessed to be out here. And, you know, I just came out here to be myself. And I'm not really trying to compete or anything with anybody else. I just try to maximize my own potential and let the rest take care of itself. And I thought it went well.
Is this your first workout?
Yeah, my first workout, yeah.
You said you want to be yourself. Do you think some teams hold you up to a level of your dad? And
you know, I don't know, man. I think that if they do, then my expectations are always higher. I want to be the greatest player I can possibly be. And, you know, I won't let anything stop me with that. And, you know, as long as I have the Lord behind me in that and through Christ who's strengthening me with that, then that's fine with me. So I can just, you know, I don't look at my dad like that. He's just my dad at the end of the day. We just have a good time. So.
What was this last year like for you dealing with the injuries?
It was tough, man. It was tough. You know, I wish I could, you know, have not gone through it, but it happened. And, you know, now that I'm back healthy, I've got back in shape now. I'm, you know, I'm 100% healthy. Coming back, I was like 75, 80%. But I wanted to finish, so I wanted to help the team out as much as possible. So a great learning experience, a great time to lean not to my own understanding. And it was great.
So what do you want to show during these workouts, considering you missed so much time?
Just that, man, I'm not necessarily in a box. You know, being at school up at Wisconsin, as great as the teams we were, I think that, you know, coming to these workouts, I get to show a little bit more, of my skill set, show that I can, my game can translate to the NBA and that it will, and that I can be the leader and, you know, the vocal type of guy that I am.
Talk to these NBA teams. I'm sure they're going to ask you what that experience was like to get all the way to the championship game. How's that going to help you, you think, in these
NBA? I think it'd be huge, you know, playing on the big stage, you know, 2 years in a row, playing on the highly, you know, ranked national schedule, TV schedule all the time, under, you know, a very intense coach and high guys around us. We were a program that kind of came up, you know, from the mid-level to the elite, and that's something that, you know, I think I know how to do as a part of a team and know to help lead a group of guys to do that. And as long as I can just, you know, keep being myself and just lead my team and bring my skills to the table, then the rest take care of itself.
Everybody knows that you can get to the basket. Everybody knows that you're good off the dribble. How much of a premium in this workout are you going to put on proving that you can shoot it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, my thing is you got about 3-4 point guards in the league that really can shoot the three. Other than that, guys that, you know, can knock down the open shot. And that's my main focus now, just knocking down the open shot. Not too many Steph Currys, Kyries out there that can just come off and just light you up for 5-6 threes a game. So as long as I can knock down that open shot, be comfortable, be consistent with it, the rest of my game will take care of itself. The good thing about the league is there's so much space. It's so much open. I don't have to settle as much as I did in college. So, I mean, I've worked on it, and I know that I'm a capable shooter.
Who wins those one-on-one games between you and your dad now?
He doesn't play me. He's scared. So he's really, really scared. You should tell him I said that, too. So.
You probably won a couple of them.
Nah, last time he played me, I was in ninth grade, and I was right when I started really getting the feel for the game. Then once I hit junior, senior year, he hung up the shoes. So
he doesn't even play pickup anymore?
Nah, he don't. All he does is golf and smoke cigars and, analyze on TV. So.
Have you talked to Sam and Frank about this process of going in the NBA together?
I talked to him a little bit, you know, as we were getting ready. You know, on a plane ride back home, me and Sam had a really good conversation, just telling him, like, hey, man, you ready for your whole life to be changed? You ready for this process? It's a grind if you don't handle it the right way. But I'm pretty sure that they're taking great care of themselves. I know that they're in, you know, good positions with their agencies, and I'm looking forward to seeing them here pretty soon.
You talked about the spacing that's in the NBA. Do you think that helps you particularly, you know, just having that extra space?
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's allowing me to create more for others and more for myself, get to my mid-range shot, and just be creative and just have fun. It's an up-and-down game. And that's what I love to, you know, try to do the best is up and down, pick and roll type of game too. So it definitely is a benefit for my game.
Was Wisconsin then, I guess, kind of a bad fit for you then, and given that you
Well,
like
the good thing about school is that we were able to change that at school. You know, coming into school, it was a slowdown type of system. But really, starting my sophomore year, but really my junior, senior year, we really picked up the pace a lot. We were one of the most efficient offensive teams, you know, in the nation. And you can't do that from just passing the ball around, waiting until 35 seconds on the shot clock to shoot it. You know,
did it take an intervention, like you guys like surrounding Coach Ryan?
We just did it. He doesn't. The thing about Coach is, he's the type that you got to take the reins. He's not gonna give you anything. You got to take it, and that's what we did. We changed the culture. We put no limits on ourselves and said, why can't we do these things? And next thing you know, we went from the slowest team to, oh, these guys are kind of athletic, and like. I was like, wow. So the good thing about it is that we, you know, were able to do that, and I'm looking forward to that translation to the league.
Did you like rubbing shoulders with Shannon Scott after competing so hard in the Big Ten?
Yeah, man. I've been playing with Shannon, man, since I remember going to a camp with him in sixth grade, I think. And Shannon was always one of the top guys, so it was great to compete with him, have fun with him, encourage him, man. I thought he had a great workout as well today.